For decades, the Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, has struggled with figuring out how to regulate coal ash. But in 2015, they finalized a federal rule that required, as part of it, operators to conduct pretty extensive groundwater monitoring.
They did have to publish all of this information publicly on their websites. And the goal of that was that the public would be able to look at that information and then decide whether or not they wanted to sue for contaminating the groundwater.
Unfortunately, EPA didn't say how they wanted the data to be published. So it's in a lot of different forms, which can make it really challenging to figure out what's actually going on when you look at these tables. So we did some data analysis that helped break it down. What did we find?
What we found in Kentucky is that every single utility has coal ash disposal sites that are likely contaminating the groundwater. This first round of testing that they did was looking at contaminants that were basically the canaries in the coal mine. These are the contaminants that move fastest through the water column. And what they're seeing is that this is a ubiquitous problem among most coal ash sites in the state. Did you find something similar in West Virginia?
Yeah. In West Virginia, at least half of the sites in the state that have this monitoring have indicated that they're going to do additional rounds of testing. And in Ohio, so far, 3 out of the 11 utilities have said the same thing. So the other contaminants that we care about out of this data are things like arsenic, lead, radium. These types of chemicals are more toxic, and they can have health effects on people if they enter into groundwater.
The highest level of pollution that we've seen was in Louisville along the Ohio River, where Louisville Gas and Electric has its largest coal-fired power plant. That's Mill Creek Generating Station. And there, the data shows levels of arsenic, which is a known carcinogen, by the way, at more than 40 times higher than the national drinking water standard.
In this series, we wanted to visit some of these places to get a sense of what it's like living near these coal waste sites. In the northern panhandle of West Virginia, there is the largest coal ash disposal site in the country. It's called Little Blue Run because it's very shockingly blue. It looks like the Caribbean. It's 16 miles of shoreline, if you can imagine that. And there, I spent some time with Kurt and Debbie Havens. They've lived there for decades. Some of the anecdotes that they've collected include foul odors. Debbie's actually slept in her closet more than once because the smells get so bad. And they also have concerns about the chemicals.
Having children grow up in this area was fun, and our grandchildren. But I just, in my heart, I think, did we damage them by living here? Their health.
So advocates say these federal rules provide a backstop, sort of a baseline amount of action that has to be taken. But in March, the EPA proposed a set of changes, and they really give states and utilities far more latitude. Utilities may not even have to close a site if it's found to be leaking, if they can prove to state regulators that it isn't going to be a problem for groundwater.
There's a lot of uncertainty with the future of these rules, but one thing is clear. The initial results suggest widespread contamination. I'm Ryan Van Velzer with WFPL.
And for the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.